I can tell you what, it's all cracking off now, isn't it? The country championships have been underway for 2 weeks and the provincial championships about to hot up. The opening round comes up at Hawkesbury come the weekend, and then, of course, the big grand final for $500,000 over the championships at Royal Randwick. Glad to say that Neil Evans from Racing New South Wales joins us for the big Sunday provincial championship qualifier in Hawkesbury. G'day, Neil.
Morning, TK. Morning, Loz. How you doing, boys?
Yeah, mate, great. It's exciting times.
It is, mate. Yes, it is. Very much a much more compressed scale this time in. As you said, this Sunday at Hawkesbury kicks off. We have a little break then, and then four straight Saturdays straight after that. Newcastle, Gosford, Kembla, and then Wyong. And as you said, mate, into the big final on the 13th. But yeah, I'm going to be sort of going to all five meetings and really, really pressing home and trying to educate all the punters and people out there, you know, the traditional sort of mounting yard mail type thing and all the tips, but just to give people a bit more of an idea about the background of some of these horses and the very good horse people and trainers involved in plenty of these runners.
Now, Neil, you get around a lot of these race meetings. How exciting is it for the people of the bush and the country trainers when they have races like this?
Oh, I think it's fabulous, mate. It just keeps building up. And I know so many people, Loz, that, you know, just get small shares in horses, particularly not far from Sydney, around the provincial scene. I think with the provincial thing, boys, I mean, it's a little different. With the country championships, you get those wonderful rags to riches stories from far-flung areas and all that sort of thing. I think the provincial, being closer to the city, the whole idea with this for myself and Racing New South Wales is to really push the competitiveness of the provincial series. That's why it's a lot more compressed this time. And just about a lot of these horses have got a lot of owners, and there's some very, very good trainers. And I think this year the big point will be it won't just be a benefit for Chris Lees and to a lesser degree Kim War. I think there's a lot of trainers, a lot of horses who are right in the thick of this championship. And you see that at Hawkesbury this Sunday. Whilst the bigger stables, you know, will be right up the top of the market, I think it's very deep in the form. I think it's very open, and I think it's probably going to be the most exciting provincial series yet.
Yeah, well, the first three across the line will qualify for that $500,000
final. Hawkesbury's earlier this year, isn't it?
It's a touch early because we were up there for the Hawkesbury round last year, and of course we were watching the first round of the National Rugby.
That was my first week or second week, I think.
Yeah, it was. Geez, you've come a long way. Not. Hey, Neil, find us a winner, can you, on Sunday?
Well, we'll do our best, mate. That's what it's all about, the bottom line. Look, having said that there's plenty of challenges, I'm with early with Road to Heaven, number 8, in the big qualifier for Chris Lees. It's a beautifully bred horse that's first up, but it's bred to get a lot further. So the 1,400, I reckon, is spot on for number 8, Road to Heaven. And I think in the tab market, it's probably around the $7.50, $8 mark at the moment. Obviously, Kim's got a big hand with Spring Charlie resuming and Safado that will probably go off favourite. But just quickly, those Kembla runners, you know, you got All From Scrap, I think, is a chance in the race. And Gosford as well. Greg McFarlane's got It So Obvious, last start winner. And even Second Island at a massive price is a sneaky hope. But Road to Heaven, number 8 for me. And just quickly, a couple of others I should mention early. Race 5, number 6, Columbina, Godolphin horse. I think it's a huge, huge chance of winning first up. And the other one I really like, boys, is race 8, number 1, Homework, who's third up into this race at 1,300 metres. And it just got beat by Laburnum last start at Kembla. Laburnum's come out and run very well in town since then. So I think race 8, number 1, Homework, is the horse that can bring us home in the last.
Oh, we look forward to that. I hope you're spot on, mate, because we need a winner.
Yeah. Doesn't help.
We
doesn't
need a winner. So race 7, number 8, $6.50. My sort of odds as well. Thanks, Neil.
Pleasure, boys. Have a good show, and we'll chat soon.